This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sections of some grocery store shelves in parts of the country are going bare as people either prep or hoard, given the virus situation. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at the logistics challenge that stores are trying to fix.
The empty shelves you're seeing, it's mostly because of logistics, getting food from manufacturers to warehouses to stores. Anant Iyer directs the Global Supply Chain Management Initiative at Purdue. He says do not worry about the food supply itself. The grocery industry has up to 4 months' supply of staples like beans, rice, and canned goods.
And that is a cushion that keeps this entire system going.
Fresh foods don't have that cushion. Grocers can't stockpile them, and farmers can't make them grow faster. A chicken takes 3 to 4 months from hatch date to dinner plate. So too much demand now may mean the supply won't keep up.
We may change what we eat. We may move from fancy foods to more basic foods.
Miguel Gomez teaches agriculture economics at Cornell. He says this could also happen to food we import.
Global supply chains, because they are longer, they are more likely to be disrupted than domestic supply chains.
In other words, things like avocados, bananas, and coffee could become harder to find if this continues for months. But there are also things we can live without. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.